The Hawks, they got in Max Lynch and they lost O'Brien and Segler.
So this is the interesting one, the Hawks, isn't it? So they're the interesting one.
And they had all those discussions around some of their senior players as well.
Yeah. So let's...
Have they got some work to do now, do you think?
Let's have a listen to the recruiting boss and also their head of footy. So let's start with Mark McKenzie, who was asked on Trade Radio why the club agreed to deal Luke Bruce to the Giants without the player's consent.
No, I don't think it actually got to those points at all. It was GWS approaching the management from there, and obviously we have initial chats from there on. If there's anything significant in any of these deals, you go forward. But the main part about this is the player, and we're going to be open and honest if there's any approaches from there, that we just have the open chat from there and get their view. But really, it sort of doesn't go down to all those sort of details. It's the approach from other footy clubs, and if it's significant, we'll have open conversations with the other clubs and the players as well.
Well, why did it go to the fact that they've offered up 24.59 Bruce and a future fourth for 13 and a future third and some pay?
Yeah, because they would have had the conversation and they would have said, okay, what will get this deal done? And they would have said that. And then they would have been working with the player at the same time.
Can I stop there? There's no good doing that. Don't do that, because all that does is makes it blatantly obvious and patently clear to Luke Bruce that Hawthorn want to trade you.
So but he already knows that.
No, no, no. Wouldn't you go to Luke Bruce and say, listen, Luke, the Giants are on the phone. They're interested. Do you want us to take this further? Luke says, nah, I ain't going anywhere.
You got to work on two levels with these things.
Well, that's all. Don't.
He knows.
Pee down our back and tell him it's raining then.
Who are you peeing? Mark. Whose back you peeing?
Mark. Down? Don't tell the Hawthorn, oh, no, we love our players and we're really thrilled they're staying, and then go into the depth of that they have to try and get rid of them. Go to Luke Bruce and
you
say.
You have to do that.
Hey, Luke. We've told you at the start of this, which I'm fine with.
Yep.
Everyone's on the table. Luke goes, yeah, I know, you told me. Okay, we've got the Giants on the phone right now. So do you want us to pursue this? Luke Bruce goes, uh-uh, not at all. Right, and that's what Rob McCartney tells us. We go to the players, they've got the whip hand, they're contracted, we ask them, they say no, and we say we love you, how great it is that you're staying.
No, I agree with all that, but you've got to have that you've got to have that open dialogue
that's
and communication
they've got.
With the player.
That's what they said they had from day one.
No, the most important thing about all this is what they've been saying to Luke Bruce all the way through. Now, we don't know that because we haven't heard from Luke Bruce. We're assuming that these conversations have been taking place because their president came out. Their chairman of football, their director of football, Richie Vandenberg, said pretty much in reshaping their list, all these things. Just listen to this for 1 second.
Yes.
What you don't know, you don't know, and I don't know, we don't know what the conversation was that the club has had specifically with each one of those players about whether or not that they were going to have discussions with other clubs about them specifically. That's all we don't know.
No, we do.
Generally, we know that those names have been thrown up, but we don't know what level of conversation took place between club and player.
Yeah. Luke Bruce ain't got any interest in going to the Giants.
No, we know that, but we don't know what the conversation was between Luke Bruce and the club.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going, Tim. So why do we get
no,
to
he
the
doesn't
detail?
Want to go. He doesn't want to go now.
Chad Wingard doesn't want to go to the Giants.
No, he doesn't want to go to the Giants. You don't
but it's
know.
Now
you...
come to light that they're prepared to pay 60% of his wage. That's how much they want to get him out.
Gary, what we don't know is Luke Bruce may have said at some stage, look, I'm prepared to go to another club here in Melbourne, but I don't want to shift interstate. And so when the Giants thing came late, he said, no, I don't want to go there. I'm not interested in going there.
Spot on. End of story.
Yeah, exactly.
So how come we've got to the stage where they've gone... End of story. I'm happy with that, right? I can live with that. But now it's come to light that they've said, no, we got that far down the path. We know Luke Bruce doesn't want to go interstate, but we got that far down the path. We've got pick 24.59 and a future fourth, and we're prepared to pay some of his salary.
Yeah.
Well, and Luke Bruce turned around and goes, hang on, I told you I'm not going interstate. Mm. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get me out the door? These are the things they're going to have to contend with.
That's right. They've got to re-establish a relationship and a line of communication between club and player.
And Hawthorn supporters are getting salty. Not all of them. So I listened yesterday. There are some who are absolutely – they're getting salty and think it's a personal thing. No, it's not. These are the issues that Sam Mitchell's now going to have to deal with. And if you think that it's all been – done beautifully and transparently and they're all happy, then good. I'm happy for you. I don't think that's the case.
Yes, and to that end, he has to win the locker room over, because what we're actually talking about here with those players, they would be, from the outside, the most influential players inside the team as well. So it is a big job for a young, inexperienced coach to be able to navigate his way through this.
And they'll all come back in, and at some stage they'll be challenged, right, as a team and individuals, which happens, right? If you haven't got that environment where you go, oh, we can work through this because everyone's embracing, we're wanted, we feel loved. Mm. If you've got a little crack, the crack will get bigger, Tim. And at some stage, I'm not saying this will definitely happen, but this is what history shows us, that the form of one of these boys will be, you know, not great. And then everyone says, well, no wonder it's not great because you said you're going to trade him. And then all of a sudden the player will feel like, well, God help me, I'm not getting any support here. And I know they wanted me out. They're going to pay half my salary. So that's not, that's a, let me just say, it's a challenging environment.